Blog Talk Radio.
I would like to welcome everyone to It's Sports Time with John and Milo. This is our Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas episode. It's the 21st of December of 2023. I'm still John, and he's still...
Milo.
Milo. We welcome you to our show. If you're a repeat offender, we thank you for listening. And if you're brand new to the show, we just like to talk sports and we tell jokes. And sometimes the sports are the jokes, but you never know. But we have a lot to cover tonight. Milo is on the Dublin Youth Athletic basketball team called the Cavs. And give us an update of last week's game, buddy. Tell us who you played, what the score was, how did your coach do? Your coach seems to be really doing well. How's the team doing? Give us an update. You're our reporter for the Dublin Youth Athletic Basketball Cubs.
All right, so we won our game 22-26. We are now going to be playing, I scored 8 points, and our coach is doing really good, and I think we can keep doing it.
Yeah, I've heard that you're going to renew her contract, which is good, but she might ask for an upgrade in her contract, but, that's really cool. So was the game close all the way through it, Milo? Or was it – how did it go? Was it, like, right down to the last minute or what?
Yeah, it was right down to the last minute.
Okay. Who had the ball last?
Them.
And what was the name of their team?
The Thunder. And
the
then they
Thunder.
Got the brick, and we just dribbled it and won the game.
Did you throw the ball up in the air?
No, we just dribbled it. We were all so good, and we were like, dribble.
On TV, they always throw the ball up in the air. I don't know why, but that's really cool. So you're playing hard, you're practicing hard, and you're learning to play as a team, and you're 2 wins and 1 loss. Is that correct, 2-1?
Yes.
And going into the Christmas break, so you'll probably start playing again the first or second week of January. Do you know who you play then?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you for the good update, and we appreciate it. And we will continue to cheer on the DYA Cavs. And hope that you have a successful season, and I'm sure you will. So let's, yeah. Oh, yeah. No problem, man. You guys already doing great. And so let's talk a little bit. So basketball season is here. And we've talked about the youth, and then we'll talk about the NBA and the NCAA here in a minute. But we're still knee-deep into football. And a lot going on in that realm. As we stand right now, the AFC North, which is the division that the Bengals have won the last 2 years, the Ravens look like they have it pretty much sewn away with only two games left in the conference. Wait a minute, three games left. So there's three games left. I guess it's still, if they would lose all three games, that could be important. The Browns are in second place. The Ravens are 11-3. The Browns are in second place with 9-5 record. The Bengals come in at 8-6, winning their last three games. And the Steelers are where we like to see them, at the bottom.
Let's go.
But Saturday afternoon, the Bengals travel to Pittsburgh to play the Steelers in what will be a really good game with Jake Browning taking the realm of quarterback. He's done extremely well as the backup, where Joe Burrow has had surgery on his wrist, on his throwing hand, and he will be out for the rest of the season. People weren't real sure, Milo, whether Jake Browning would be able to just keep things floating or what, because it's not an easy thing. But he was a really good quarterback at the University of Washington, and he hadn't really had a chance to play anywhere. He was cut by the Vikings at one point. And so last week's game was really big for him. He's playing right now at a level that people can definitely depend on him, and that's basically what you want. He's 6'2", over 200 pounds, has a good arm, and he's learning the offense. He's actually been on the team for a while, so he knows the offense pretty good. He's played under Joe Burrow for a long time, and it'll be exceptionally, it's a 4:30 game. With the Bengals and the Steelers on Saturday, the 23rd. Tonight, the New Orleans Saints play the Los Angeles Rams. Both teams are at 7-7. They play on Amazon tonight at 8:15. So they're changing things around, dude. So you have to have like 50,000 different channels. Used to be you just have channel 4, 6, or 10. Now you got to have Amazon and Big Ten Plus and everything else in order to watch the games. So the Bengals will be on NBC on Saturday. And let's see what else is going on. On Sunday, the Browns, that's going to be a really good game. The Browns come in at 9-5, and they play the Houston Texans. I believe Stroud is hurt, so I don't think he's going to play. And C.J. Stroud, you never know about the backups anymore, because this has been the year, Milo, where the backup quarterbacks have come on. Brock Purdy was a backup quarterback. Geno Smith was a backup quarterback. So a lot of these guys are coming and getting their chances and playing really, really good football. So Joe Flacco is like the third quarterback, if I'm not mistaken, this year for the Browns, maybe fourth. He had a good game. He almost he had two or three interceptions, but that was a game that I watched all the way through because it was just a really good game, the Browns game with the Bears. And did you see any of that game?
I was watching it on my way to Kentucky.
Oh, okay. Did you watch the last play of the Hail Mary?
Yes.
What did you think of that, dude?
They should have caught it.
It hit him right in the chest. It bounced off this guy's hand, and he was laying down, and the ball landed right in between his hands, and didn't it hit his chest and bounce up, or hit his hands and bounce up? I bet he'll never, ever forget that as long as he lives. That's just unbelievable. But but the guy from the Browns, dude, was right there, got the ball. The Browns intercepted, won the game. That was a great game. I mean, that was just both teams playing really good. It was one of those games where, you know, you can't neither one of them could pull away. And that was the same way with the Bengals. The Bengals were down 17-3 and came back and won that game. They scored three touchdowns in the fourth quarter, I believe. How many times have you ever seen that? I mean, that just doesn't happen. So the NFL is pretty interesting right now. Baltimore has a first round bye, it looks like. Then you have Indiana, Cincinnati, and Cleveland all trying to get in there. And you've got San Francisco and the NFC with the Rams, and just a lot of things happening. I mean, I didn't think the Rams were going to even have a chance at the playoffs this year, but they've been playing a little better. Dallas is playing really good. So it's one of the things where Cleveland now is like in fifth spot, Cincinnati's in the sixth spot. It's just really interesting because you know what happens next week. So the Bengals have the Steelers this week, Milo. Then they go to Kansas City, which they've had good luck with playing Kansas City. They can play them pretty good. They stay with them. If they can win that game, then they have the season finale with the Cleveland Browns, which will be one of the best games. I mean, that'll just be a great game. That could be for a playoff berth. Just depends on how the two teams do in the next two games. If Cleveland wins and Cincinnati wins, if they lose somewhere in there, one of the teams could take a lead. But it should be really good. That's in 2 weeks. The season finale with the Browns and the Bengals, and that will be insane. And I believe it's in Cincinnati, so that'll be fun. Things are working their way towards the playoffs. It's always a lot of fun to watch the playoffs, even if you don't follow the teams that much. It's fun to watch them. So what do you have? Anything on the Seahawks? I know that's your favorite team. They've won.
They just beat the Eagles.
Yeah, big time win. I mean, who would have thought that, buddy? Them going in
with the quarterback. What's the star quarterback? With the worst quarterback in college football history, Drew Locke. Like, come on.
How did you? The Eagles have lost three in a row, haven't they?
Four.
I think.
Or no, yeah, three.
Three, yeah. So they did really good, and now they're like, things are kind of falling apart a little bit. You never know. I mean, every team is good. Even the Bears, which they shouldn't have even been that competitive with the Browns, but they looked really good all up until the end there. So we got a lot of good football. The Seahawks stand at 7-7, and they are in third place in the NFC West. Behind the 49ers, the Rams. Well, actually, they're tied with the Rams, so 7-7. And the Cardinals at 3-11, which Kyler Murray was hurt, or they would probably have a lot better record than that. Is he playing back again? I think he's back playing. Oh, man, he's good. He's one of the best. I think the best quarterback is Baltimore. The quarterback for Baltimore.
No.
That's who I think.
You know,
he's
no.
What's wrong with that, dude? He can do everything. Oh, Geno Smith. He can throw the ball. He can run the ball. Lamar Jackson, the best quarterback in the NFL. For my money, I would want him on my team if I had a team.
I would easily pick the Geno Smith for $4.
Okay. For $4, I don't know if he's going to go for that. Okay, so let's take a music break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to It's Sports Time with John and Milo. This is our special holiday Merry Christmas edition. So we wish you all a happy holiday, and we'll be right back after this. Christmas to everyone out there. Happy New Year. Happy holidays from John Talk Radio and It's Sports Time with John and Milo. So we have a couple of things left to cover. So the Bulls schedule is interesting. The national championship is played on the 8th of January at 7:30 on ESPN. It'll play the winners of the Sugar Bowl, which is played on January 1st. And the Rose Bowl plays at 5. That's Michigan and Alabama. Then the Washington and Texas play at 8:30. The winners play on the 8th for the national championship at 7:30. So I'm picking, I think, I'm going to pick Texas over Washington, and I'm going to pick Alabama over Michigan with Texas winning the national championship. I've changed that a little bit. What do you think, buddy? Who's going to win between Washington and Texas?
Washington is going to destroy Texas.
Okay, how about Michigan and Alabama?
Alabama is going to destroy Michigan.
So Alabama and Washington, who wins the national championship, brah?
Alabama. Nick Saban.
You know, actually, you could make a case for all of these teams because they're all playing really well right now. I would think, I don't know, if I was a betting man, which I'm not, it's hard to say. You would think Michigan would be able to beat Alabama, but I'm not looking to see that. I don't think that'll happen. I think there's just too much going on for Michigan. I think they're going to rely too much on the running game, and they are seriously going to have to pass the ball a lot. Alabama gets a little bit of a lead going, and they're going to have to pass it a lot, and I seriously don't think they can beat Alabama by passing the ball. I think they've got to go to 100, 150 yards rushing in order to beat them. And to tell you the truth, I haven't seen Washington play that much. I have seen Texas play, and I'm thinking it could go either way there. I just, you know, you look at it, and I'm just kind of hoping that Michigan doesn't win. So we'll just hope. We're just going to turn the page, brother, for next year when the Buckeyes get that really great recruiting class, which they got yesterday. And they came in really high with that, with some of the best players out there. So I think they came in second behind Georgia. Okay, the New Year's Six Bowl, you have Oregon and Liberty. That will be good. Liberty's a Christian college that hasn't had a lot of experience in the past playoffs. We'll see how they do. They're undefeated. Florida State and Georgia. Now, Florida State's got a lot to prove, and they thought they should be in the Final Four. They weren't. They were undefeated, too. So you have Liberty undefeated, Florida State undefeated. And then you have Penn State and Ole Miss. I would have to pick, I don't know, Ole Miss maybe. And Ohio State and Missouri. What do you think of the Ohio State-Missouri game? Because nobody knows
Ohio
if Marvin Harrison's playing or not.
It's not going to be close. Ohio State will put on a show against Missouri, and Missouri will go home crying.
Crying like little babies.
It's got to be destroying them. It's not even going to be fun to watch. I mean, all the touchdowns in this score. But we don't talk about it. It's not going to be like Missouri has no shot. Like, Missouri is done, honestly.
Yeah. Well, what do you think Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to play?
Yes. They have to start him.
He hasn't said he's going to play yet. Sometimes they don't play because they don't want to get hurt before the draft, dude.
Well, that's too bad. If I was Marvin Harrison Jr.'s dad, I would force him to play.
Yeah. Well, he wants to play, but we'll just see whether he does or not. I think he will. I think he'll play. He's just a great guy. And he's got really good potato chips, according to Milo. So that's awesome.
Yep.
Tonight at actually, it's already started. The Ohio State Buckeyes playing the New Orleans College team. And I can tell you a score if I can look it up real quick here. I think they started a tip-off at 6 o'clock. And Ohio State 31, New Orleans 17 with at halftime. So that's cool. Yeah, the Buckeyes are looking pretty good basketball-wise. I'm not a big Chris Hartman fan, but they actually look pretty good. He can't have a bad year like he did last year. He'll be coaching at South Louisiana Tech State. Okay, buddy. So what we got left? We've got the NBA.
Ooh.
I've watched the Cavs every night they're on. And it's really cool that your grandma likes the Cavs too, because she'll sit and watch them with me. And I just really, really like this team right now, the way they're playing. Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland are both injured. I don't know if you knew that. Well, Garland is injured and Donovan Mitchell is sick. It says illness. The big guy, Evan Mosley, he's injured. So they got their three big stars are out. And they played really good last night. Last night and the night before. A guy named Sam Merrill. Have you heard of him?
Yeah. I
Sam Merrill, man, he's playing really good. He had 8 threes last night.
Wow.
That's pretty good, dude. You can't beat that. So I'm really looking forward to watching the Cavs. I like just the way they play right now. They're 16-12. They've won 3 in a row. And they've won these 3 without their starters. And their other players are coming in. Max Strus. Caris LeVert from Pickerington, Ohio is looking great. It's just a really good team. Bickerstaff is coaching really well right now. So I think the Cavaliers have a really good chance of making the playoffs this year and maybe winning something because they looked awful last year in the playoffs. So you have any jokes, Mr. Milo?
Yes. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow who? I don't think I got that, but it was still funny. What kind of fish do they have at the North Pole? Where Santa Claus lives at the North Pole, right? So what kind of fish do they have there?
Southern fish.
Jellyfish. Get it? Like jellyfish, but it's a jellyfish. What do you call a reindeer's ghost? What do you call a reindeer ghost?
Casper.
A caribou.
I don't get that one.
Well, a caribou is a like a reindeer, and so it's Kara and Boo like a ghost. Boo! Caribou.
Oh,
and now you get it. What would you get if you ate all of the Christmas tree decorations? What would you get if you ate all of the Christmas tree decorations?
Grounded.
Yeah, that's true. But what kind of sickness would you get?
grounded COVID.
Tinselitis. Tinsel on the tree. Eat all the tinsel is on the tree, so you get tinselitis.
Oh. Okay. On to the next one, folks.
Okay. What did the three wise men say after they offered up their gold and frankincense? So the three wise men, they found the baby Jesus and they came to him and they offered him gold and frankincense. What did they say after they did that? They gave him the gold, they gave him the frankincense, and then what did they say? Just think about if they were on an infomercial. If the three wise men were on an infomercial and they gave Jesus gold and they gave him some frankincense, and then they would, what else would they say?
I don't know.
But wait, there's myrrh.
I don't understand.
Yeah, see, there's frankincense, gold, and myrrh were the three things they gave him. So in whenever you watch a infomercial, they say, you know, we're going to give you this handy dandy milkshake maker, and it's $60, but we'll give it to you for $30. And today we'll give it to you for $20. But wait, there's more. When the three wise men said, we got gold, we got frankincense, but wait, there's myrrh. See? Okay. Yeah, it's not that funny. Why was the candy cane on eBay so expensive? Why was the candy cane? Why was the candy cane on eBay so expensive?
Because it's candy.
Because it was in mint condition. Candy cane?
Yeah, I get that.
What did the baseball glove say to the baseball?
Catch you
later.
Everybody.